Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Alan Young. For animal lovers across the region, the Sacramento Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals has long been a cornerstone of compassion, saving the lives of our furry friends, providing critical care, and connecting pets with loving families. In October, the Sacramento SPCA welcomed a new leader. Jennifer Brent stepped into the role of CEO with more than 16 years of leadership experience in nonprofit and animal welfare. From heading wildlife rescue efforts to supporting animals through adoption and spay and neuter programs, Brent's resume is a perfect match for the SPCA's life-saving mission. Jennifer joins us now, along with her communications director, Don Foster, to talk about the future of the Sacramento SPCA and how we can save and protect more pets. Jennifer, welcome to Insight.
Thank you for having us.
Don, thanks for joining us. Great to meet you.
Thank you. Great to meet you as well.
So, Don, maybe we'll start with you. People may not know all the things that the SPCA does. Can you give us a rundown of all the activities of our Sacramento SPCA?
Yeah, we are so fortunate in this community. We are a staple and kind of a leader in animal welfare, not only in our region, but also nationally. So a lot of folks don't know that we do about 20,000 spay-neuter surgeries annually from just one single location here in Sacramento. So that is all the animals that come into our care that need homes. That's also public-owned animals, as people are trying to get their animals spayed and neutered and not have accidental litters. They come to us. We also serve as a resource for other shelters and rescue partners that are looking to get their animals spayed and neutered before they go into new homes. So a lot of animals are coming through our shelter. Some are going into adopted homes. Some are going back to other shelters and then getting adopted out there. So we are definitely a hub for a lot of animal welfare organizations and a lot of connections between pets and their people. So that's our biggest program. We also do about 48,000 vaccinations every single year. So making sure we're keeping pets healthy, preventing the viruses out in the community like parvovirus or panleukopenia, which can be life-threatening viruses. So making sure those aren't outbreaks in the community for unprotected pets. We also do about 1,500 animals go through our foster rescue program. So animals that come in that are underaged that need a little bit more time to get bigger before they can have their spay-neuter surgeries. They come into our shelter, they go into foster homes, and then they go through our spay-neuter program and then go up for adoption. As well as we transfer in nearly 500 animals from other overburdened shelters who are overwhelmed and need some support. Either they have too many animals in their care or they have animals in their care that require specialized medical attention. That's why we have the Zoe K. McRae Animal Health Center. It's a state-of-the-art animal health center that we can do specialized surgeries, dentals, extractions, fracture repairs, all those type of surgeries to make sure every animal that goes into home has been thoroughly vetted and has all the health care that they need, and it reduces those barriers to adoption.
We're going to talk about that health center in just a moment here, but you just astounded me with the number of vaccinations. You said 48,000.
Mm-hmm.
What are your borders? Like how big is our Sacramento SPCA?
Well, most of the people that we see come in for the medical services are coming within the SAC region, but we do see people come from out of the area. We see people come from the Bay Area, Central California. Unfortunately, there is a national shortage in veterinarians and vet support staff, so people are coming in from outside of the area to seek services as well, because one of the things we do offer is high-quality but low-cost opportunities. So there is a great demand on our organization to not only meet the animals' needs in our area, but also outside of our area.
I want to circle back to those needs, but Jennifer, welcome. Let's talk about your background. What can you tell us about just your motivation for taking this top job at Sacramento SPCA?
Well, I am thrilled to be joining the Sacramento SPCA. It is a very unique organization. As Don mentioned, it is not just nationally recognized for the services that we're able to provide to the Sacramento community, but we do beyond adopting out over 4,000 animals each year. We are able to provide medical support, able to help the animals once they're in the home, because it's not just about getting animals into homes, but keeping them there afterwards. My most recent position was in wildlife. So we worked at the California Wildlife Center on rescue, rehabilitation, and release of native California animals. But previous to that, I did work with companion animals in Los Angeles at a variety of other organizations.
And how has those experiences helped inform and guide your plans for this new job?
Well, at this point, I'm just still really learning about Sacramento SPCA. There are doors that I'm like, oh, I wonder where this goes. So it's definitely been a discovery. But I'm certainly hoping that I'll be able to provide some insight, seeing what we've done in Los Angeles that has worked and some things that maybe haven't worked. Sacramento is such a unique opportunity here. We've got an incredibly supportive community. We've got amazing staff, volunteers, and donors. It's pretty special.
And how many employees at our Sacramento SPCA?
There's 117 employees. So some of those are part-time, but definitely a great core of people. And then we have a phenomenal group of volunteers that every day come in. They do everything from fostering to walking to socializing to maintenance to admin to fundraising. They do it all.
And how do people get involved in that if they want to volunteer?
You can go to our website, sspca.org, and under volunteer, there's a bevy of opportunities. We have orientations once a month, and we invite people to come in, learn about what we do, make sure it's the right fit, and then join us in whichever department is the best place.
So in your a couple months now of kind of opening new doors and talking to employees, what has been articulated to you and what are you getting a sense of is the biggest challenge affecting your organization?
I think the biggest challenge for Sacramento SPCA is the challenge that exists across the nation, which is frankly a shortage of animal welfare veterinarians, people who are committed veterinarians, vet techs, vet assistants who are committed to working in animal sheltering environments. There's a shortage of veterinarians across the board in the public sector and in the private sector. And there has been, frankly, since I started working with animals about 30 years ago. So there's a lot of interest in vet care, but going to vet school is very expensive. And to be honest, unfortunately, there's one of the highest rates of suicide in veterinary medicine.
I'm so sorry to hear that. What do you think that is about?
You know, it's a lot of dealing with people in distress. You know, lots of people, when they go to see a veterinarian, they might have monetary constraints that prevent them from giving the care that they want to give to their animal, which is why someplace like the Sacramento SPCA is so important. But there's also constraints. It's a lot of stress to deal with people's pets. It's a lot of responsibility. And, you know, veterinary medicine has changed so dramatically. You know, usually in the past, it was basically like you just had a general practitioner. Now there's an oncologist. Now there's a dentist. Now there's an ophthalmologist. So the care exists in greater and greater ways. But that means that there's other ways, though, that there's, as a pet owner, you have other options. And sometimes that's very stressful. And sometimes, frankly, those pet owners don't always interface really well with veterinarians. It's a very stressful job. And frankly, there's more and more pets in homes. So the more pets in homes, the more veterinarians that are needed.
And so where does our Sacramento SPCA fit into this? How do we address that as an organization?
Well, we're very fortunate because we have some amazing veterinarians. And we are also located close to the best, well, arguably the best veterinary school in the United States, Davis. There's very few veterinary schools, and we're able to tap into UC Davis to work with their veterinary program. And we work very, very hard to recruit valuable, hardworking veterinarians. Doing high-volume spay-neuter is a specialty, and it's a very physically taxing specialty. But we have a really great group of people that work with us.
So, Don, you mentioned the Zoe K. McRae Animal Health Center, one of the top 10 high-volume spay and neuter clinics in the nation. It performs more than 20,000 surgeries per year. First of all, when I saw that stat, I was wondering, who counts that? Who's counting all these spay and neuter surgeries?
Yeah, it's the ASPCA Spay and Neuter Alliance. So this is specifically ranked among a shelter performing high-volume, high-quality spay-neuter at a single location. So across the nation, you could have organizations that are performing that same number of surgeries at multiple locations, but we're doing it at a single location. So that means on average, we're performing 50, 60 surgeries a day. And then our Sunday clinics are reserved for our community cats. So one of the things that we do to support the community is making sure that we're working with trappers, local trappers that volunteer their time to trap community cats that are not owned by anyone, bring them into our shelter on Sundays or also during the week. We have 10 spots available thanks to our community feline spay and neuter fund that make those appointments available for people to come in at no cost. We spay or neuter the cat, they come pick up the cat, and they return them back to the community. And what that's doing, that's preventing unplanned litters from entering all of our shelters. So when we talk about kitten season, it happens usually in March, goes all the way through November. That floods all of our shelters with thousands of kittens that don't have a home. That puts pressures on all of those shelters. It also puts pressure to find homes for all of those cats as well. So we work with those trappers to make sure we can prevent those unplanned litters from happening in the first place. So it's on the offense. We're trying to solve the problem before it exists, but it's an uphill battle.
We have Christmas coming up and other holidays. Is this a time that people buy a lot of pets?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great time for people to look at adding a furry friend to their family. There can be a lot of stresses during the holidays, so we urge people to have conversations as a family if they are considering bringing a pet home, what those responsibilities look like, who's taking care of the pet, who's feeding the pet, any veterinary costs. That's something for people to consider. It's a great time of year because a lot of people will take time off during the holidays, so they'll have some extra time to acclimate a pet into the home, whether they already have existing pets or it's the first pet for them. We love those stories, too, where people have really been thinking about it for a long time and were their first stop to bring a new pet home into their family. It can also be a super stressful time because you have a lot of people in your house if you're doing family gatherings. So just all the things to think about. But the great thing that we offer at the Sacramento SPCA is we have adoption counselors that can have all those conversations with potential adopters. What are your expectations? What's your lifestyle look like? How much are you exercising or available? How much do you work? So we can determine if it is going to be the right animal for you. And that's something that the adopters decide for themselves. We just throw all those different ideas out there.
Good to know. Just during the last 30 seconds, I saw on the website there's this 7th annual Jingle Bell pup crawl. Not pub crawl, pup crawl. What is that?
So that's our annual pup crawl in Midtown. And we basically gather, it's about 3 to 350 people and their dogs come out to Truett Bark Park. It'll be on the 14th this year. So we'll meet at noon and we have Santa Paws out there. So everyone can go out there and take some family photos with their dogs. And then we crawl around Midtown to participating breweries and wineries. Right now we have 15 that are registered. And it's just a good day to go out and spend time together. And also the funds raised go back to helping us say yes to animals that come to us needing a little bit more care.
Dawn, Jennifer, it's been great to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Jennifer Brent is the new CEO of the Sacramento Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, or SPCA. And Dawn Foster is the organization's communications director. We talked about the SPCA's 7th annual Jingle Bell Pup Crawl this December 14th, we'll have more information on our Insight page. That's Insight for today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. And if you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Audio engineer is Tyler Webb. And our technical director is Mark Jones. I'm Alan Young, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us.